Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Yatharth Hospitals, hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Nair.
Thank you, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone. I am Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. I welcome you to the Quarter One Fiscal 2024 earnings conference call of Yatharth Hospitals & Trauma Care Services Limited. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Yatharth Tyagi, Full-time Director, Mr. Deepak Kumar Tyagi, President, Strategy and Finance, Mr. Amit Kumar Singh, Group CEO, and CA Pankaj Prabhakar, CFO. I now hand over the call to Yatharth for his opening comments and to take it forward. Over to you, Yatharth.
Hi, good afternoon. Yatharth Tyagi this side, and a very warm welcome to all of you for the first earnings call of Yatharth Hospitals & Trauma Care Services Limited, to discuss the business and financial performance of the quarter ended June 30, 2023. I have with me Mr. Amit Kumar Singh, our Group CEO, Mr. Pankaj Prabhakar, our Group CFO, and Mr. Deepak Kumar Tyagi, our President, Strategy and Finance. I hope you would have had an opportunity to go through our quarterly presentation uploaded on stock exchange websites. We are delighted to report that our listing had an overwhelming response from investors and the overall financial community. This achievement reflects the confidence and the trust that you, our shareholders, have placed in our vision and our potential. We are committed to maintain the highest standards of transparency, accountability, and communication as we navigate this exciting journey together. As we move forward, we will continue to leverage our strengths, innovate relentlessly, and work collaboratively to capitalize on emerging trends and industry dynamics. Let me take our first earnings call as an opportunity to give you a brief overview about the company and the business model before we move to the quarter's performance and the Q&A. Yatharth Hospitals operate super specialty hospitals in National Capital Region of Delhi and Jhansi-Orchha region of Madhya Pradesh. We are among the top 10 largest private hospitals in Delhi NCR region in terms of number of beds as of March 2023. We started our journey in 2008 with the first hospital in Greater Noida, and since then expanded our presence with hospitals in Noida and Noida Extension. In May 2022, we acquired our fourth hospital in Jhansi-Orchha in Madhya Pradesh, adding 305 beds to capacity, aimed to expand into new geographies and improve our presence in the regional healthcare market. With this acquisition, our total bed capacity presently stands at 1,405 beds, including 394 critical care beds. Our hospital's strength lies in a strong team of 600+ doctors, a clinical excellence spanning across 30 specialties and super specialties, including our 10 centers of excellence. We have achieved financial year 2021 to 2023, compounded annual growth rate of 51% in revenues to become a rupees 5,203 million revenue company. Our profitability has grown at a CAGR of 90% during this period. We are optimistic about our strong growth potential as we build upon our key strengths of diversifying specialties, our advanced medical equipment and technology, strong team of medical professionals, and our ongoing expansion initiatives, both organic and inorganic. We have been steadfast in our commitment to expanding our portfolio of high-value specialties. Our journey has been marked by a significant increase in the share of high-value specialties, a testament to our commitment to providing the highest quality of care and addressing the evolving healthcare needs of our patients. I'm happy to declare that a new Jhansi Orcha unit, which started operations in April 2022, has become operationally break-even in this quarter. We are committed towards ramping up occupancy at our Jhansi Orcha unit while continuing to grow all our hospitals through a strategic initiative and investments. We venture into organ transplant operations, which began in December 22 and has already yielded remarkable outcomes. The successful completion of 50 kidney transplant surgeries since the inception of the program showcases the dedication of our medical team and the state-of-the-art infra that supports them. We have received necessary approvals for our liver transplant operations and expect the same to start very soon. Our oncology services will consistently push boundaries of research, treatment, and patient-centered care. Our Noida Extension Hospital is taking lead by offering a full suite of oncology treatments, including radiation and PET lines for oncology treatments, to start in the coming quarters. Our performance lays the groundwork for future expansion, including the potential for organic and inorganic growth opportunities through strategic partnerships and acquisitions. We understand that inorganic growth is not merely about expansion, but also about identifying synergistic opportunities that amplify our strength, extend our reach, and ultimately enable us to serve more patients with exceptional care. Our recent quarter's performance is a testament of a balanced growth approach. We have delivered a strong revenue growth of 39% YOY to ₹1,545 million during quarter one. Our inpatient volumes improved by 14% year-on-year, and our ARPOB has increased to ₹28,140, up 6.4% year-on-year. While Noida Extension Hospital recorded the highest ARPOB of around 34,000. The OPD consultation tariffs for all our three hospitals in Delhi NCR have been revised recently by approximately 12%. In terms of our key specialties, nephrology and urology, renal sciences registered a growth of 56% year-on-year. Cardiology grew 35% year-on-year. And oncology revenues almost tripled year-on-year during the quarter. Our occupancy was 51% against 40% in Q1 financial year 23 and 49% in Q4 financial year 23. With our Noida hospital reporting highest occupancy level at 92%. Our EBITDA was ₹414 million, up 61% year-on-year, and EBITDA margin at 26.8%, expanding by 368 BPS year-on-year. While our PAT was ₹190 million, up 73% year-on-year. While we focused to grow our revenue and EBITDA, with deleveraging of our balance sheet in this quarter with the proceeds of the IPO, our net profitability and overall balance sheet will emerge significantly strong in the upcoming quarters. With this, I would now like to hand over to our moderator for question and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Ankit Jaiswal from Future Growth Spectrum. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for your opening statement and congratulations on gaining good percentages of YOY and QOQ. I have a couple of questions to ask. As I have gone through the presentation that you have shared, I have found that there is at present there is no international customers in the payer mix, right? So what are the company plans to acquire the international payer mix? Because I guess those are the one of the important drivers of getting the revenue. The second question is in the revenue segment, I have seen that 33% revenue is coming from the medicines and other is 26%. So can you please elaborate about those two segments? And one more question, the occupancy is quite on a conservative basis. I can see that the occupancy is around 51%. So what are your future plans to increase the hospital occupancy on a consolidated basis? Thank you.
Yeah, hi. This is Amit Singh, a group CEO. So I would like to take your first question about the international patients. So if you look at that in our previous presentation as well, all these super specialties, be it transplant program or oncology or even a cardiac and highest neurosurgeries and all, this we started, and this or the international patient started coming in our hospital. We have a very solid program for our next 2 years. That's how this international patient will be entering into it. So we have identified the market. Our team is relentlessly working on those areas. We have identified the pockets, various countries. We are signing up with the various agreements with the government, and a good number of patients flow started coming. In fact, I'll tell you the number of surgeries, kidney transplant is an example I give you. Whatever number of 50 kidney transplant we have done it, more than 95% of these patients are internationally. We have done a very good surgeries in onco. We have done a very good numbers in neurosurgeries and other surgeries. So it's on a growing phase. Yes, our commitment is the next 2 years. As the Greater Noida unit, which is very closely coming up with the Jewar Airport, which is Asia's largest airport, so our 200-bedded facility is going to be completely in the line for an international patient. So our strategies are very much clear, and I'm sure that then when we have our next call for the next quarter, we will give you much better numbers. And for next questions, I'll hand over to Vesa.
Hi, as far as your second and third question, you asked about the percentage of medicine. So, just to clarify here, this medicine represents the Department of Internal Medicine. It is not pharma drugs. So Department of Internal Medicine, what it means? It means that, it's the treatment of lifestyle diseases like, diabetes, cough, cold, fever, dengue. This is what the department comprises, which has physician doctors. So the share is roughly around 33% for this quarter. And as far as your question on what others, as you would have seen, so what others mean. So if you look at the Q1 financial 23 and Q1 financial 24 breakup of the pie chart that we have also provided in the presentation, others signify few departments, and these includes pediatrics, gynecology, gastroenterology, pulmonology, oncology, and organ transplant. So, if I want to break up for the latest quarter, so pediatrics is roughly around 4%, gyne is around 4%, gastro is around 2%, pulmo is around 4%, onco is around 1%, and, similarly, onco is around 3%, and organ transplant is around 1%. So this is the breakup of the others. Now, coming to your second question on the occupancy. So occupancy, yes, on the overall group level, it seems 51%, but that is because two of our hospitals have recently started. The Jhansi Orchha Hospital that, started complete operations in last fiscal year, it was its first year of operation, and that is why the occupancy is less in the first year. Now, in the latest quarter, compared on year basis, we've almost doubled our occupancy for Jhansi Orchha Hospital, and I'm sure in the coming quarters, both Jhansi Orchha Hospital as well as Noida Extension Hospital will, mature much more in occupancy. And at a group level, at a consolidated level, I think we will be able to see their impact in the coming quarters on how the overall occupancy increases in that.
Thank you for answering all the questions. One last question from you. Is there any doctor equity participation method that you follow, or what is the plan to retain the doctors?
So right now, we don't have any equity that is held by our doctors. As far as, retention of our doctors, that is something we will consider in the coming quarters. But as of now, I think, you know, the attrition in senior doctors, that is super specialty doctors, is anyways quite less in our hospital. And I think going forward, I think the retention would continue to be strong because of the DNB courses that are also coming up in our hospital, as well as, you know, the departments increasing. It gives doctors a good clientele, and that's why they're able to stick with us for a long time. But yes, as far as doctor equity is concerned, that is something we will consider in the coming time.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Rishabh Sisodia from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. I have a few questions. So if I look at your ARPP, like average revenue per patient, so it has gone up almost 22-23% on a YOY basis. So how much of this would be due to change in case mix versus any price hike that we have taken?
So I think the price hike that has happened recently is more on the OPD front. So as far as the IPDs are concerned, I mean, at an overall level, that is, you know, that not much has been there to significantly contribute to the, you know, ARPOB. So it is happening because of the case mix, you know. As you see, now we are doing a high share. Our oncology department, you know, has grown on year-on basis. You know, in fact, our organ transplant department has recently started. Plus other, you know, high-end super specialties, which we are able to do. In fact, neurosurgery is, you know, another department that in terms of volume, you know, has grown as far as the nephrology. So this is what is contributing to the increase in the ARPOB and not just the price hike.
Okay, understood. So because, you know, higher transplant patients and onco and other specialties, that is one of the reasons for your increase in ALOS as well?
Yes.
So currently we are at 50-51% occupancy, as you mentioned, and almost 4.5 days of ALOS. So where, at what point do you see, like, after reaching, let's say, 60% occupancy, your ALOS would start in reducing? That could increase on to it?
Sorry, your question on the occupancy of 30%, I didn't understand that. Which hospital are you talking about, or are you talking about the group?
So, looking at a group basis, 51%, and
yes,
ALOS is almost 4.6. So at what level of occupancy do you think your ALOS can start reducing after reaching 60%, 65%? Suppose that you can have better volume as well as margins.
I think, see, if you look at it, as long as we are maintaining this ALOS 4 to 4.5, I think it's absolutely fine. We are okay with it and we are not intending to reduce it, absolutely. If you look at it, we are very much into this line. Even increasing the super speciality, I think we will be into this because, you know, the other specialties will think that's slightly reduced. So I think anything between 4, 4.5, 4.6 still is a very good ALOS and management has no intent to reduce further. If you maintain this, I think it's absolutely fine with us, with a higher, you know, occupancy as well.
Okay, sure, so that is helpful. And one last bookkeeping question. So if you could just share the census bed on each hospital basis and also the volumes for each hospital for the quarter.
So I think for that, you know, this is Deepak Tyagi this side. I think for that, you should see our slide deck we have already, you know, provided. But if you want, you know, the occupancy, you know, the Noida is greater, you know, it's around 90%. Greater Noida is around 65%, if I'm not mistaken, 66%. You know, Noida Extension is around 36% and Jhansi is around 17%. You know, we have already provided in detail the detailed number of our IP volumes and OP volumes and the revenue respectively by the hospital. And I request if you can, you know, have it from the presentation we have provided.
Okay, sure, sir. One last thing, any CAPEX guidance for the year and our debt repayment that we have done in the quarter or we'll be doing next?
So CAPEX, you know, we have already, you know, stated our intentions and plans in the IPO statement. We will be doing around 132 crores of, you know, CAPEX, you know, out of the IPO proceeds. We are working very fast to deploy these, you know, this amount so that it can, you know, fruitfully be invested back into the business. So we will be doing that. What was your next question?
About that, yes, and a question on the loan repayment. Yes, we have repaid our existing bank debt. So, long-term and short-term borrowings have already been done, you will see the results in the property from the coming quarter.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for taking my question. Sir, first question is on our Greater Noida is the oldest facility, but it has lower utilization in terms of 65%. So any thoughts on why is it lower than our Noida facility and any thoughts on improving that?
So, if you look at it, Greater Noida seems older. However, you have to look into the account that in 2018 is where we expanded this hospital from a 100-bedded hospital to a 400-bedded hospital. So the story of Greater Noida actually starts from 2018. So then that means Noida Hospital, because that started in 2013 with 250 beds, and that's what it is right now. So Noida in that aspect is an older hospital, and Greater Noida starting 2018 is moving towards the maturity now.
Got it, sir. And sir, on CNBC also you were giving interview and you are expecting 60% occupancies also, and call also you are talking about possibility of 60. So you think this can we can achieve that 60 in this year?
I think the management is hands on to work towards it. Maybe it's achievable at the end of this fiscal. It's to be seen. But our plans is quite strong, and as you can see, we have also had a decent occupancy jump both year on year and quarter basis. So let's see, how that goes for the fiscal year when this ends.
Got it, sir. And sir, any thoughts on new acquisition? What is any target area that we are looking at? And in terms of that also, anything we are specifically looking at?
So, we are looking to expand both organic and inorganic. As far as organic expansion is concerned, both are Greater Noida Hospital. We have acquired the adjacent land parcel and we are expanding that hospital from, 400 bedded to around 600 bedded. And Noida Extension Hospital also, which is a 450 bedded. We were recently the highest bidder, the adjacent land parcel behind this hospital. And, we also look to expand this hospital to around, 250 beds more, so around 700 beds. So that is the organic expansion. As far as inorganic expansion is concerned, we are actively, looking out for opportunities, and very soon, we'll be able to finalize a few opportunities. We want to, and right now, look in the areas that are, not India. So not just restrict ourselves to Delhi market. We want to, we are looking for opportunities across Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh. So that's where the acquisitions should come in the coming time.
Got it, sir. And sir, in PPT we're talking that our material and consumers are lesser than peers. So can you comment why that's so? And on margins, is the current 27% or sustainable?
See, material and consumption, this has traditionally been lower to us because we at ours, provide the management provides deep insight into, and one of our directors is very, very focused on the acquisition, or be it a capital acquisition or be it the operational expenditure, and that we continue. That's around 18% to 19%. We remain normally on our top line. So we expect that same to continue in the future years to come as well.
Yeah, and also along with the material consumption, your question on how that contributes to higher profitability. Also, you have to see the look at the fact that our manpower, cost, that is both, if you add the doctors and the non-doctors, that is the admin, is, lesser. That also contributes to our, our profitability, because, we have not outsourced a lot of our support services. So whether it be housekeeping, GD and all these facility management, we keep in-house. So, we save on the service charge to the vendor as well as the service tax. So that is also, contributing to a profitability. Answering your question, how we are able to achieve a higher profitability.
Got it, sir. Thank you, and I'll join with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Dhara Patwa from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And congratulations on good set of numbers. I have two questions. First is, since 37% of our revenue comes from government business, which is quite high as compared to the peers. So I believe there is limited scope for price hike. So what could be the growth drivers to grow the ARPA further from 30,000 and year on? And second question is, Noida as a location has usually command higher ARPA to the tune of 45,000-50,000. But we have 50% lower ARPA than our peers. So can you explain this and how can we grow this further?
So, our ARPOB will grow, and that will happen both from pricing as well as the case mix. So, regardless of the percentage of the government business, our cash rate as well as health insurances rate, that is the TPAs, they undergo, yearly revision, and that will contribute to the ARPOB. However, bigger growth will come from the case mix, as that you have seen on year-on basis. So as soon as we offer the complete spectrum of oncology services, this ARPOB is bound to increase. Right now we are only doing medical and surgical oncology. Our radiation oncology is about to start in the coming quarter. So once that starts, only then you become a complete oncology center, and patients prefer to come into one-stop solution for all oncology. So oncology coming up will definitely increase our ARPOB, as well as when the contribution of international patients will rise, ARPOB will also increase from that. As already our CEO was mentioning, that we are closest to the Asia's largest international airport that is about to start in Greater Noida somewhere around next year. So we are quite strong on international patients numbers in the coming time, and I think that will be a huge contributor to our ARPOB. Second, your question in, the territory of Noida and why our ARPOB has been traditionally lesser. That is again, if I reverse these points I said, two reasons. First, when we started our chain, all those years back, we intentionally kept our pricing lesser. So we were around 15 to 20% cheaper from the likes of, other hospitals that were in Noida, the super specialty big chain. And second reason for ARPOB being lesser was the case mix. Because we don't have, robotic surgery, because we don't have oncology in high proportion and international share. That is why the ARPOB was lesser. But actually, if you look at now, and especially if you look at the case of a Noida Extension Hospital, which is, doing around 34,000 of ARPOB, that is because the mix of super specialty services is higher in this hospital, leading to a higher ARPOB. And with over the coming quarters, when the share of, internal medicine will come down in these super specialty services increases, that will contribute largely to an increase in ARPOB.
Okay, understood, sir. So one last question was, there are a lot of peers which are expanding in Delhi NCR region. Like one such example is Medanta coming up with 550 bed capacity in Noida. And even Max Healthcare is expanding their operations in Delhi NCR region. So how do you see this competition? Do you think that ARPOB levels and occupancy level will still be maintained post this competition?
Yes, in fact, we are also expanding, in our existing hospitals. So by the time, as you mentioned, Medanta or other hospitals that they enter Noida, two of our hospitals, Greater Noida and Noida Extension, are already among the top 10 largest private hospitals of Delhi NCR in terms of number of beds. With these expansion of around 600 beds and around 700 bedded hospital of Noida Extension, we will be among probably top 5, top 4 largest hospitals in terms of number of beds. So, we have had this strategy of, using economies of scale, and we believe in the territories where we operate to be, the biggest hospital in terms of number of beds. And so far we are able to do that, and going forward we will continue to maintain that. And, at the same point of time, even if there is more competition come, these cities are growing, cities. The likes of Greater Noida and Noida, population is growing year on year, especially with the coming up of the airport. These are still far from being saturated. So we feel our occupancy will continue to rise no matter how much the competition comes.
Okay, that's it from my side. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Deepak Potar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So first up, I just wanted to understand now in terms of acquisition, you mentioned, so what's the ticker size we are looking at in terms of acquisition target?
So, you know, we are looking for on both levels. We are also looking for O&M models as well as we are looking to complete 100% equity purchase. You know, and as far as the number of the size of these hospitals are concerned, we will be looking to acquire, you know, hospitals which are at least 300 to 400 bedded in size. So, you know, we are not going for, you know, small hospitals because all our hospitals are, you know, considered big super specialty hospitals, and that's what we will continue to grow further. We already have, you know, a decent amount from the primary IPO reserve for acquisition funding. So, you know, that's where the acquisition will come from, and 300 to 400 bed size hospital is what we will be looking to acquire, both on O&M as well as, you know, 100% equity purchase.
Okay, and in terms of rupees crore, so what is the range that we are looking to spend in the acquisition?
See, it all depends, you know, as Yatharji just mentioned, that what is the bed size, and it depends on the location. So it would be difficult, you know, without having concrete deal in our hand to ascribe to any amount. So it's better to, you know, go by the size, and then we see that, you know, what the geographical location and what kind of facility are we providing. So the price range can, you know, vary. You can imagine the real estate pricing. So it would not be proper on our part to provide any price commitment at this point of time.
No. So what I was trying to understand more on the front, what is the maximum amount that we are willing to spend on the acquisition front?
And because so you know, if you ask me per bed cost, you know, all told, it would be anywhere between 60 lakh to 75 or 80 lakh kind of, you know, pricing we are expecting. But, you know, that's a very wide range I am providing. It all, as I said, that, you know, it all depends on the size, the location, the facility and all these.
Understood. So maybe what, 200 to 300 crores is the maximum that we might look at in terms of acquisition size?
Yes, if it's a 100% equity purchase.
On 100% equity. Understood. Fair enough. And we have paid this 250, 260 crores debt, right, that we had on our balance sheet out of the IPO proceeds of 500 crores?
Yes. We have already done that.
So that 6 crores interest cost that used to come will not come now, henceforth?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. And sir, I mean, I was going through your presentation as well as your remarks. I mean, we are focusing towards more high-value specialties, right? And even the full suite of oncology treatment. And we do expect a higher occupancy in Noida Extension as well as in your Jhansi Hospital. So that effectively means a better fixed cost absorption. So ideally, what's the margin aspiration we would have, right? Because currently only we are doing around 26-27% kind of a EBITDA margin. Now all these three things happening, so our EBITDA margin aspiration or potential should be much higher, right?
So you are so right, but I'm not giving any guidance to you that, you know, what are EBITDA margins in future to come. We are 26% in this quarter. We expect, because we have already mentioned that Jhansi has become operationally, you know, operational EBITDA positive in this quarter, though marginally, with the better revenue line coming on, you know, Jhansi, and contribution coming from all the hospitals, this EBITDA margin would go up, you know, recently in the recent quarters to come. And I would say that, you know, by March 2024, you would see better results than what we are showing now.
But I mean, aspirationally, at least 30% plus, is that something we can target? I don't know.
I would not strive to that way forward. We have our plans. You know, we believe in going steadfast. So I'm not getting any 30% or, you know, any percentage to you as of now.
Understood. Fair enough. I understood. And in terms of expansion, you mentioned in a couple of expansion, right, in Noida as well as Noida Extension. And by when we are looking to complete that?
So that is in Greater Noida Hospital and Noida Extension Hospital. So I think very soon we are about to start the construction. And I think roughly it would take, I think, 3 years for the complete, you know, hospital to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2 to 3 years, I think, roughly, I think we will see in that. Greater Noida will start much faster because of, you know, and Noida Extension will start few months later after that.
Right. And my final query is on your revenue. I mean, last 3 years we have seen a very good CAGR, right, in terms of more than 50%. So any sort of CAGR we might look at for next 2-3 years any outlook that you would like to provide?
I think again we will not be providing any specific guidance on the number of the exact number, but I think as you would have seen from the Q1 results, we will continue to grow in a very good fashion, and that's what all the targets are.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay, that's very helpful, sir. I think that's about it from my side. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Rishabh Sisodia from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead. Yes, sir. Sir, I would request you to kindly rejoin the queue. Once you rejoin, yes, I'll take you in the question. Okay? Thank you. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Hiten Borecha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So actually, you gave some numbers related to capex of 132 crores, which we are going to spend on, I think, two of your hospitals. Can you please repeat it? So I just missed the number. What is the exact number of beds we are adding?
No, so this capex that we mentioned of, you know, around 130 crores, this is the capex that will go into buying of medical equipment for all of four hospitals. This is not the capex that will be utilized for the expansion of the bed capacity of Greater Noida and Noida Extension. So, you know, around 133 crores is what we, you know, have raised from the IPO, which will be used to buy new medical equipment. For example, you know, we are adding oncology machines like PET scan, DNA line. We are buying robots. We are buying, you know, surgical robots. We are also buying orthopedic robots. So that is what this capex comprises of.
Okay. Thanks for the clarity. And you also mentioned related to expansion, addition of our beds into hospital. So what are we spending there?
So we are expanding, you know, at Greater Noida from 400 bed to 600. That's plan is. At Noida Extension, which where we have been declared the highest bidder, we will be expanding our capacity from 450 bed to 700 bed. But, you know, the cost of these expansion is not there in the, you know, IPO money. This we will be making out of our internal accruals and the money we are going to save from, you know, the debt service, which otherwise would have gone. Now we are saving because of the repayment of debts.
But this is eventually going to expand over the period of 3 years, right?
Yeah, that will be. So that we will be, you know, accumulating our cash and spending it accordingly.
Okay, sir. So, okay, one quickly book question, bookkeeping question. So, what's the current cash and debt as of today? Because I heard you have repaid all the debt. So, there is no debt. So what's the cash in the books now?
So, cash, you know, if you ask me immediately, you know, I need to check, but that would be roughly in the range, But today sitting here, it would be in the range of around 5 crore after paying. You know, and I'm not including that, you know, the IPO money, which we have otherwise lying in our bank account. I'm talking about the current account of the company, out of which 255 crores debt we had in the June. So out of that 245 crore we have paid. So there is hardly any debt left, very small amounts of debt would have been left now.
Okay. No. Thank you.
And IPO money, you know, for the, you know, requisite reasons like, you know, the general corporate purpose and the unidentified acquisition, all these money are, you know, lying separate. We are not touching them. We are not touching them as of now.
So can you quantify that?
It could be around 65 crore of, you know, unidentified acquisition, around 140, 145 crore of, you know, GC. Lying there, and then some amount lying for the expense account to the tune of around 15-20 crores, you know, which we will be utilizing post meeting our all IPO expenses, which we are making as of now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions at this time. We'll take the next question from the line of Amit Jeswani from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to understand what would be the ROIC or the payback period on the 132 crore capex that we are doing. That's my first question.
Did you ask about ROC or?
It's okay. You can say anything.
Okay. See, we are looking, you know, it would be difficult to make out the separate ROI for it. I would be better call it that, you know, what would be the payback of these, you know, things. I expect that payback for this investment should be in the range of around 2 to 3 years. Because this is one thing, you know, it's not maintenance CapEx, it's enhanced CapEx, but major most of it is going on to the oncology, around, you know, 60-65 crore of the amount going into oncologies and robotic surgery and all these things. So I expect that overall investment of 132 crore will be paid back in 2 to 3 years' time.
Got it. Got it. So that would mean about 40-50 crores a year. So just trying to understand, so our profits were about 66 crores last year. The debt, we paid 24 crores as interest. So that would mean that our pre-tax profit, sorry, our pre-tax profit was 88 crores last year, and now we will not have to pay any interest, of course. We might get some other income. So we'll have 24 crores added to the PBT level. And you're saying, we'll make about 50 crores extra, 45-50 crores extra per year on the 132 crore equipment investment. Did I get that right?
You are right on the, you know, analysis part, but I mentioned that it would be a payback period, so may not materialize anything and everything in 2024. It could come in 2025 and 2026, in a phased manner as well.
Got it.
So it would come, you know, it would come in the form of higher ARPOB, higher EBITDA, higher revenues coming in. And yes, you know, resulting into the better PAT, which at this point of time, we are at around 12%. So I'm not giving any guidance, but you can make out that with these things coming in, you know, better PAT is expected.
Got it. And are we doing this doesn't include the new CapEx for the existing hospitals that we are increasing our bed capacity. So what kind of CapEx should we expect there? And why will that, so that we are already at very high capacity utilization in one of our hospitals at 90-odd%, 80%-90%. So should we expect that CapEx to start this year itself?
Oh, yes. You know, this, you, so the CapEx is two facets, Amit. One is that what the CapEx we've sought in the IPO, so that's around 132 crores. A good lot of portion would be utilized in this fiscal itself, and there are, you know, some portion, basically Jhansi radiation set, you know, will be utilized in the coming year. The second set of expansion, second set of CapEx would be, which will be in the CWIP kind of thing, which Raj just mentioned, that it would be in the form of expansion at our current hospital. So that would be coming. And as far as the ticket size of the new capacity which we are adding, I had already indicated that it would be in the range of around 60 lakh to 75 lakh per bed kind of thing.
Got it. You said you've increased the prices of surgeries and operations by 12%, and that was done after this quarter?
No, just to correct you there, the 12% increase was the OPD prices. You know, just that is just consultations, outpatient department consultation, and that was, you know, somewhere at the start of this quarter.
Sorry, got it. Got it. Got it. So our goal, as I'm understanding, would be whatever cash we generate, we would keep reinvesting across a cluster-based approach in North India. And with every passing year, our average revenue per occupied bed should keep increasing from, like, assuming we're at 26,000 last year. That number, do you have a target in mind that in next 2-3 years, this number should be 35,000, 40,000, something like that?
ARPOB will increase, but we have not taken a specific target as to how much, you know, that is something I cannot share. However, you know, in one of our hospitals, that is not extension hospital, if you see the ARPOB is already 34,000. So we expect the ARPOB here to, you know, increase sharply post the oncology services. And yes, that will overall group ARPOB will continue to rise in the coming year.
So at worst, I know you're not giving future-looking statements, but this 27% EBITDA margin is a sustainable number, and there will not be any large deviations to this. It probably will go higher, but at least this number is a sustainable number, right?
Yes, we increase it to go a bit higher, and it will continue to sustain because, you know, our growth is coming from also from our organically. That is, you know, our existing hospitals will grow in occupancy. So EBITDA margins, you know, will be sustainable.
Got it. And how do you retain doctors? What is that thing that works best for Yatharth to retain doctors?
So, you know, the promoters, Dr. Ajay Kumar, Dr. Kapil Kumar, you know, they themselves are medical profession so this understanding and thought process of a medical profession is really embedded in our management. And, you know, doctors relate to our management a lot. We are not a corporate that gives targets and specific, numbers to doctors that this is how much is expected from you. We let them practice in a medical, ethical, in a very transparent way. And, also if you see the growth in terms of our IPD growth volumes that have happened over the course of last 2 to 3 years, the doctors who joined their hospitals, they have also grown a lot in terms of their patient clientage. So now they have a huge clientage because of, the clientage that came to Yathart. So, they're able to, be with us for a long time because our doctors are also growing, not just the hospitals. And, that's why they are with us for a long time. And we also engage them in a lot of, internal programs like various, conferences as well as, patient engagement. So that's why, the doctors are involved in every decision making. It's not that, they're just involved in the patient care. Even if some medical equipments are to be finalized, if some new department infra has to be changed, we really involve the doctor. So we really empower them, and that's why they have a bigger say at Yathart Hospital. That's why they are with us. They are with us for a long time.
My best wishes to you, Yathart, and the team. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Ashil Shah from CJ Shah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. A couple of questions here. What would be the margins that we hit in the Noida hospital?
So, we are not giving any specific guidance hospital-wise.
Existing margins at Noida Hospital.
Oh, Noida and Greater Noida put together, you can say, though I'm not giving any specific number, but that would be in the range of around 28%. So that's the answer I am giving. Does this answer you?
So I mean, yeah, that definitely helps. And this Noida Greater Noida does not include Noida Extension.
No. Noida Extension is a different hospital.
Okay. So do we feel that the other hospitals, which is your Jhansi and Noida Extension, can come on a standalone basis, come closer to these margins? Or is there some difference in, payer mix and case mix, which is why they might be, inherently lower margin even after
all? Payer mix is not different, but, definitely there would be a case mix. So, the margins at the respective hospital would be different. See, we expect Noida Extension being niche on robotic, oncology, and organ transplant will be doing far better in the coming years to come, and so is the Greater Noida. Noida Extension, Noida, traditionally had been doing, and it would continue to do that. Jhansi is a different price segment; it's new hospital, so marginally on a margin side, it will come to its side. So that is the case basically.
Got it. So as on today, without giving specific numbers, would Noida Extension be a higher margin than Noida Greater Noida already, or that is eventually?
At this point of time, our Noida Region Hospital are almost at par. In future, we expect that Noida Extension would contribute better.
Okay, got it. Fair enough. And compared to a Medanta, Max, and the other guys who are expanding there, our ARPOB is lower. Just wanted to know, for the similar kind of treatment, let's say for some oncology-related treatment or some surgical treatment, our cost of treatment is similar to theirs, or is it lower in general?
It is a bit lower. So I think if I put a rough estimation, it would be around 15 to 20% cheaper from the likes of the hospital that you just mentioned.
Got it. And is this... Do we expect to keep, let's say that their pricing goes down, do we expect to keep matching it, or by continuing to be 15-20% lower, or how do we look at that?
So I think regardless of, what our competitive prices are, our existing prices will, see an yearly increment of, a few bits of percentages, and that's what we will be focusing on.
Got it. And last question on the Jhansi as well as Noida Extension part. as we go up in occupancy, are we also looking to have more doctors and nurses, and you know the variable cost will increase, or have we already done that? Employees, how many ever we need, we have them ready already.
So majority of the cost has already been incurred, and you know it's already there. When the occupancy increases, only a few handful of nurses are required, and just in doctors, if I talk about, so mostly the resident medical officers that are required, the specialists and the super specialist doctors are already there and already hired. So so we don't see much incurrence of cost when the occupancy increases in these hospitals.
Got it. Sorry, one question I missed. Any reason for the margin to be going down? You know, before IPO, I think it went down by a couple of basis points each year. What was the reason for that?
So, you know, those were the COVID years. In COVID, the margins were higher because of, you know, we had a lot of, the fixed cost was less and there were high patient volumes. So that is the reason for the margins high at that time. But even post that, you know, just 1 or 2%, post COVID is dipped and it's been maintained now. We consider a good, healthy margins, and that's what has been typically the case with the company for way long. Since the inception of the company, we have always been EBITDA positive. We have always maintained healthy margins, and that's what the case is.
Understood. Thanks a lot for taking out the time. This is very helpful.
We'll take the next question from the line of Hussain Bharuchwala from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Good set of numbers. Congratulations for that. So just one question I just wanted to understand. On the Jhansi OCHA, where we have 8% occupancy currently, how do you plan to ramp up? So how do you expect the ramp up to happen? When can we expect the utilization to reach to us as high as 60% utilization? Should it happen in the next 4 years, or how are you planning to do that? Is there something that we have some thoughts on that?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Jhansi OCHA is a very important hospital for us. It will not take that much time for occupancy to ramp up. You said 3-4 years. We expect that to be much, much faster than that. Typically when a hospital starts, the first year of operation, it goes into getting all the licenses, including the legal licenses, and then NABH happens, and then that's where you get all the empanelments, including the healthcare insurances, including the government empanelments. So that's where the first year went for this hospital. And now I think a lot of these empanelments are already there, and yet we are awaiting 2-3 key empanelments. So as soon as these, empanelments happen, we expect that a major contribution should come as far as the occupancy is concerned. Also, another reason for, we expect the occupancy to ramp up soon there is now all the departments are complete with all the doctors. So in the first year, especially in the hospital, which is around 450 kilometers away from Delhi NCR, it takes time to get all the super specialty doctors. But as of today, now most of the departments are complete with all the doctors. So I think that will also contribute in the coming quarters for a good occupancy contribution. So the occupancy should ramp up there very soon because of these two key factors.
Got it. So I think most of the questions were earlier answered. So this was the only one. Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Manoj Shroff from Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sure. So I want to know about the attrition. If you can update us on the senior doctor attrition and the overall doctor attrition and the other support staff attrition as well. And if you can give us comparison, I think it was there in the prospectus. If you can share what is it now and any plans, how will we bring it down?
So, on attrition part, Manoj, the most important thing is that, how our key doctors, the doctors who basically drive our volumes and business, that attrition has already come down below 9%. That is one part. We are, with this DNB program coming in, we expect that our other junior doctors' attrition will also come down because that will be providing them long-term, engagement. The other important, attrition which worries ourselves is the nursing attrition. Nursing industry-wide it's a problem. But now we have, with the engagement coming in, So this number is also coming down steadfast. So these are the important numbers which really affects our business. The, as far as the other attrition in the terms of our group 4 employees, so that attrition, yes, it's high, but you know, because they are not not that, you know, we are not you know, recognizing their contribution. They are important, but you know, this over a period of time will come down with a better brand equity and better job prospects we are going to find.
Sure. So if I can just go on this one, in Jan 2022, in the July prospectus 2022, we had said that our overall doctor attrition was 65.7%. Can we share how much is it now?
So as I said that, important is, I just mentioned that how our key doctors are, retiring. So that is below 10%. As far as other doctors, you know, the 65% of what we had stated in our DRHP was inclusive of both our key doctors and the junior doctors. So junior doctors attrition, as I mentioned, that, you know, with the DNB program coming in, which we've already started at Noida Extension and Greater Noida, and soon to start at Noida as well, for which the formalities are on the way. This attrition will also come down. I'm hoping, I'm not putting any figure because that's not in my hand, but that would come substantially lower than what we had stated in DRHP at that point of time. Because that was the time when COVID was also, you know, slotting us, and doctors and other medical professionals were in demand. So this year, that basically fiscal 24, would be a normal year from that attrition point of view, and that will come down substantially.
So may I see right now, say in Q1 or say last couple of quarters, it is yet at 65%?
I'm not putting any figures because, we had not computed that way. So I'm not putting any figure because the figures are not with me as of now.
Sorry.
We might publish it in the Q2 earning, but not for Q1 at this point.
And so one more thing, in the Medanta and Max Hospital, as you said, our pricing is 15 to 20% lower, but their ARPOB is 60,000 and 70,000, and our ARPOB in Noida is 34. So the gap seems much higher for any other reason as well.
Yeah, that is because of our case mix, as now we are maturing towards a hospital which, in coming time will contribute more from super specialty. And, we don't have international clientage so far in the tunes of what they have. Yet we are starting to grow now on our international clientages, as well as, robotic surgeries. So these three things combined, are a big reason for our ARPOB being lesser. But I think in coming years, once we start all these three aspects and they contribute into bigger volumes, overall, I think our ARPOB will be, somewhere closer.
All right, that's fantastic. Sarin, the margins you mentioned, even at such a low ARPOB, comparatively, our margins are, in fact, much better or equal to them. I think you mentioned one of the reasons was, support staff, etc. Anything other strong reason we can share, sir?
So, the margins are basically sum total of, how we, effectively use our manpower. That is basically our doctors, because that goes into the specialty charges, then comes to employee costs. And then if you see our, consumption of material also, so they are also, lower as comparatively. So these are the factors basically, because anything and everything, because we are very hands-on on anything and everything. Mr. Amit Singh, or for that matter, Dr. Ajay, Dr. Kapil, Yathar, anybody and everybody, basically puts his effort to see that every cent what we are spending is utilized better. And that contributes to our, margins. And that is the reason that why, our ARPOB, which is a bit lower, I would say substantially lower when we see, as to the likes of, the top notches, are still better than what the industry peers show us.
So just one last question. The nearest hospital to our catchment area in the branded national brand, I believe, is Fortis, if I'm not wrong. Is that right, sir?
Yes, that's right. So Fortis is there in Noida. Fortis is also there in Greater Noida.
And so, how much is our pricing lower to that Fortis there? Will it be in the same 50 to 20% range?
Yeah, roughly in that tune what we mentioned.
And, because Fortis margins are also significantly lower than ours, so I was just wondering how do we win and do much better than them in occupancy there in that
category? Can you repeat your first part of the question? Your voice was a bit lesser.
My question was, how do we manage to get more occupancy versus Fortis in that particular area? Anything basically, how is our brand better or our pool?
So, you know, two, three key factors on why, you know, patients in our locality are choosing us over the national brand. You know, first, the key factor is, you know, our infrastructure. You know, two of our hospitals, that is the Great Noida, which we renovated in 2018, and Noida Extension, you know, that started in 2019. These are pretty brand new hospitals, which are, you know, at par with any India's healthcare infra is concerned, you know, and whether it be a room, whether it be the patient waiting area, you know, so patients get that at a price which is 15 to 20% cheaper. So that's A. B is, you know, in the territories of, for example, Greater Noida, and for example, in Noida Extension, we really had an early mover advantage. You know, so our brand is very strong in these areas. And also, you know, if you look at the overall Noida, Greater Noida territory, people perceive Yathart as a brand with around 1,000 beds, you know, in this territory. So we are just sort of the biggest players, and that's why we're able to cater to a lot of large volumes. You know, our doctors, you know, our key doctors are the ones that have really become brands in this area, and people are coming and choosing us, you know. And another big thing happened with us is, you know, during COVID, you know, Yathart were one of the biggest private COVID players in the region. So, you know, the patient experience that the patients had during COVID, the word of mouth that spread, you know, post-COVID, it has really, really helped us. And it has really helped in the post-COVID numbers that you see now. People have seen our latest infrastructure. They have seen a really good patient care, experience. So the word of mouth has really spread across this region, which is, you know, helping us to attract even higher volumes of patients.
Thank you so much for patiently answering. Thank you so much. And all the...
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Ankit Jaiswal from Future Crow Spectra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. I have one major question regarding the hiring process of key doctors. Like other hospitals have a plan of hiring the doctors from their attached medical colleges. So what is the exact hiring process that you have followed?
No, so I think, you know, we have had this strategy that, you know, we do get doctors from the likes of Max, Fortis, Apollo, who have recently joined us. And, you know, we have intentionally not targeted their head of departments. You know, we have targeted their number twos. That means the subheads. That means the associate directors, you know, who get a chance to become HODs and directors at our hospital. You know, and they are equally skilled, they are equally experienced, and they are actually much more hungry, and they are the ones who are actually driving the volumes in those hospitals. So they join us because here they get the chance to become the head of the department, which they, you know, in their older hospitals that would take them much longer time. And, you know, that's why they are able to join us and be with us for a long time. And, you know, now I think, you know, we are, you know, getting a lot of leading doctors from all these hospitals, and that's where we get our doctors. And also our own doctors who have been with us for a long, long time, they have also grown into a big brand now. They have also become, you know, senior and leading doctors of the city. That's where our doctor's pool is coming from.
Okay. And one more last question, like, is this call transcript will be available on the company's website?
Sorry, what is available on the company's website?
This analyst call transcript.
I think Ambit can, yes, it will be available on our website.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. With that, we conclude today's conference call. On behalf of Ambit Capital, we thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you very much from company side as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management.